in it. Maybe the seed would break you. But if you're farming on a has, the farmer, you'd have to pick the cotton, and if the boss man would get the cotton, and you'd get the seed. That's how it wind up. But cotton wasn't a hard crop to make. You tried to keep the grass out of it. You plowed it. And if you had women folks that worked, the women folks done the hoeing and men done the plowing. They copped the cotton and kept the grass out, thinned it out.
Okay.
And we used to poison cotton with a bill of poison with a bucket with some holes in it to shake some stuff out for the boll weevils, because they had dust machines that a mule could pull, but did many folks have them.
Did you get that up your nose?
It was pretty rough, too, brother. You'd try to shake it light where you'd be going, you know, and you're shaking it down, you'd kind of pass along ahead of it a little bit. but it was bad on a windy day. But driving a tractor, one of them things, doing four rows was a bad job, too, because I'd done that a many times. It'd have four rows, it'd be dusting four rows. We dusted peanuts for that same thing. You put stuff on your peanuts, and, brother, that old stuff with copper in it, and it'll burn your eyes to death. But you got right now all that liquid you put out, it don't bother you. All that stuff and boll weevil stuff is all liquefied, and it unless you get, you know, happen to get right in the wind, blow it till you do it all day long, not to bother you all at all.
Yeah, I've heard of people riding horseback and shaking, you know, taking the
putting
and
out,
do things, shaking,
yeah.
Rolling.
Putting the cotton dust out. Some of that dust was strictly, showing up poison. We used straight arsenic. And it'll kill your mules, your cows, and your folks, and all.
Yeah, they said sometimes they try and put it on like those bugs that would come in from out of the woods, they would put it on the first couple of rows by the woods.
I don't believe that ever done any good, but I'm sure some people tried it. We'd put it around the field, all the way around.
Uh-huh.
Keep it. They think them bugs raised out in the woods, but I don't know. I think they was there when you got the cotton up big enough. I don't know where they'd be all over the field, though. They were just building the first rows.
Did your house have a second, you know, a room up under the roof?
I never lived in a house that had a half store in it, but a lot of people did have one room right in the high part of the house up there, called a half store or attic.
Did you ever see, what would they have to get up those things? Would it be on the inside?
On the inside, they just have a ladder upside the wall, climb right up. Where the house was in a gable at the end, it'd be high right there in the middle, it'd climb right up. It's actually the same thing that we have. We don't have a way to get up in your attic now, but a lot of folks store things in the attic. They have a hole, they scuttle hole, just get a step ladder to go up there. But when the people used to sleep like that, they had a regular ladder. Some of them built a little old set of stairs right straight up. Then you might have to hold on to go up them, you know, but you could walk up there.
Were there many two-story houses in the...
Not in South Georgia, it wasn't. I see some old two-story houses in North Georgia. I believe they built more two-story houses up there than they did here. But there was some scattered around, of course.
There never been that many tall buildings in Albany.
No. They didn't. Albany, The line sink. Tall building wouldn't stand there. The building just there, they had the same telephone pole, dial piling down in there.
I remember my father telling me that a couple of years ago.
Right where the Albany Theater is, was one of them old houses they used to tie the mules around and stay around. And my daddy said one day, the one morning there, the chimney, they got up the next morning, the chimney was gone to that house, and said, there's a straight hole, just like the chimney, shaped just right on down the ground, so it just sunk out of sight, right where that building is.
Well, you know where that park is in town, called Hillsman Park?
Yeah.
On 3rd Avenue?
Uh-huh.
They tried to fill that up with water one time, I heard.
Yeah, and it just go right on out.